ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। The board for the words. The computer is for the holy name. Well, it can be, but this is faster. Nate giritra khil lok pala विरिश्चय वैकुंठ सुरेन्द्र गम्यम् ज्योति परम यत्र रजस्तमश्च सत्वं न यद्ब्रह्म निरसभेदम् न ते गिरित्राखिल लोकपाल विरिश्च वैकुंठ सुरेन्द्र गम्यम् ज्योति परम यत्र रजस्तमश्च सत्वं न यद्ब्रह्म निरस्तभेदम् न ते गिरित्राखिल लोकपाल विरिश्च वैकुंठ सुरेन्द्र गम्या ज्योति परम यत्र रजस्तमश्च सत्वं न यद्ब्रह्म निरस्तभेदम् Go ahead. माताजी ना नॉट पे ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप गिरित्रा द किंग ऑफ माउंटेन्स अखिल लोकपाल ऑल द डायरेक्टर्स ऑफ डिपार्टमेंट्स of material activities Virincha Lord Brahma Vaikuntha Lord Vishnu Sura Indra the king of heaven Gamyam they can understand Jyoti effulgence Param, transcendental. Yatra, wherein. Raja, the mode of passion. Tamacha, and the mode of ignorance. Satvam, the mode of goodness. Na, not. Yat, yat Brahma, which is impersonal Brahman. Nirishta Vedam, without distinction between demigods and human beings. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O Girisha, since the impersonal Brahman effulgence is transcendental to the material modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, the various directors of the material world certainly cannot appreciate it or even know where it is. It is not understandable even to Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu or the king of heaven, Mahendra. Please repeat. O Lord Girisha, since the impersonal Brahman effulgence is transcendental to the material modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, the various directors of this material world certainly cannot appreciate it or even know where it is. It is not understandable even to Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu or the king of heaven Mahendra. Purport. The Brahma Jyoti is actually the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as stated in the Brahma Samhita 540. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti कोटिश्वशेष विशुदादि विभूति भिन्नम् तद् ब्रह्म निष्कलम् अनंत शेष भूताम् गोविंदमादि पुरुषाम् తమహం భజామి. యస్య ప్రభా ప్రభవతో జగదండకోటి కోటిశ్వశేష వసుదాది విభూతి భిన్నం తద్ బ్రహ్మ నిష్కలం అనంత శేష భూతం గోవిందమాది పురుష తమహం భజామి. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of His transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Although the impersonal feature of the Absolute is an extension of the rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He does not need to take care of the impersonalists who enter the Brahma Jyoti. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. In my impersonal feature, I pervade this entire universe. Thus, the Avyakta Murti, the impersonal feature, is certainly an expansion of Krishna's energy. Mayavadis who prefer to merge into Brahman effulgence worship Lord Shiva. The mantras referred to in text 29 are called Mukhani Panchopanishadas. Tavesha Mayavadi. Mayavadis take all these mantras seriously in worshipping Lord Shiva. These mantras are as follows. Tat Purusha Vid Mahe Santyai. Number 2, Mahadevaya Dhimai Vidyayai. Number 3, Tanno Rudra Pratikshayai. Number 4, Prachodayat Dhritaye. Number 5, Abhore Vibhastama. Number 6, Atha Gorobhya Moha. Number 7, Agorebhyo Raksha. Number 8, Agoratebhyo Nidra. Number 9, Sarvebhya Sarve Vedhyai. Number 10, Sarva Sarvebhyo Mrityave. Number 11, Namaste Astu Kshudha. Number 12, Rudra Rupebhya Strashna. Number 13, Vamana Devaya Raja. Number 14, Jechcha Swaha. Number 15, Shrestha Ratye. Number 16, Rudraya Kalyanye. Number 17, Kalaya Kama. Number 18, Kala Vikaranya Sinandhyai. Number 19, Bala Vikaranya Kriya. Number 20, Balaya Vridhyai. 21, Balachaya. 22, Paramanthanaya Dhritye. 23, Sarvabhuta Dhamaya Brahmanaya. Number 24, Manaya Shoshayanti. 25, ఉన్మనయ జ్వర 26 సద్యో జనతా ప్రపాయమీ సిద్ధే 27 సద్యో జటాయ వే నమః రద్దే నంబర్ 28 భవే దిత్యై 29 అభవే లక్ష్మే 30 నాతి భవే మేధా 31 భజస్వ మాం కింతై 32 భవా స్వాహా 33 ఉద్ధవయా ప్రభా 34 ఇష్టనా సర్వా విద్యన్ శిష్ణయే 35 ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం అభయదా 36 బ్రహ్మాధిపతిర్బ్రహ్మానోధిపతిర్బ్రహ్మన్ బ్రహ్మేష్టాదా 37 శివో మే అస్తు మిరచయై 38 సదా శివ జ్వాలనయే దట్స్ ఇట్ థ్యాంక్ యూ ద ఇంపర్సనల్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అన్నోన్ ఈవెన్ టు ది అదర్ డైరెక్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ లార్డ్ ఇంద్ర అండ్ ఈవెన్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు దిస్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ హౌఎవర్ దట్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఈజ్ నాట్ ఒమ్నిసియంట్ Lord Vishnu is omniscient, but he does not need to understand what is going on in his all-pervading expansion. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, although everything is an expansion of him, maya tatam idam sarvam, he does not need to take care of everything since there are various directors like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Indra. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam దదాతి స్వపదంతికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే సో దిస్ పర్పర్ట్ వాజ్ మోర్ దన్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పర్ట్ వాజ్ దీస్ మంత్రస్ దట్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ మెన్షన్డ్ యాజ్ ద మాయావాదీస్ టేక్ దీస్ మంత్రస్ సీరియస్లీ ఇన్ వర్షిపింగ్ లార్డ్ శివ ఆర్ నాట్ really mantras for us, neither are we so serious about worshipping Lord Shiva, and especially we don't want to worship like Mayavadis, but Srila Prabhupada put them in this purport, so we had to read them. So I guess Srila Prabhupada wanted us to read them for once, or hear them for once, so that whatever reason Srila Prabhupada would have had for us to go through them, so we did. And if there is any questions about what was said, we can certainly take that. And after, we want to go into the launching of the World Holy Name Week and talk about the Holy Name. Is there any questions or comments that we can take before we move on to the World Holy Name or the Holy Name? Any hands going up anywhere? Okay. Then, with your permission, I will move on to the World Holy Name. For the World Holy Name, for the occasion of World Holy Name, kickoff today, we've been asked to speak a little bit about the Holy Name. Any one of us can speak about the Holy Name all day. But in back in 1982, we had a issue of Back to Godhead magazine, and in that magazine there were 31 reasons given for chanting the Holy Name. So, based on those 31 reasons of chanting the Holy Name, we have a PowerPoint presentation that is a 7-day presentation, but we wanted to show you a little bit of it today. And somehow or the other, something is not connecting, but we can certainly talk about it. Devotees already know that there are many reasons for chanting the Holy Name, but this seminar or this presentation systematically goes through the 31 benefits of chanting the Holy Name, and we explain each one of the 31 benefits of chanting the Holy Name. So we would try to take one or two or three, whatever we can fit in for the class, and maybe we can continue this later. So the top reason for chanting the Holy Name given in the 31 reasons is chanting Hare Krishna awakens love of God. Chanting Hare Krishna or chanting the Holy Name, chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is supposed to awaken the love of God. So the thing to understand or to discuss is, why do we need to awaken the love of God? Or do we need to awaken the love of God in our heart? Or do we need to awaken the love of God for us in His heart? Which one do we need to work on? Does God already love us and we don't love Him enough? Or we love God and He doesn't love us enough? Because somewhere or the other there is a missing connection. If He completely and absolutely loved us and we completely and absolutely loved Him, then we would not be here. There will be no reason for us to be in this material world. So the reason we are here is that loving connection is not connecting or has not connected completely. So if it is not connecting completely, then that means there is a lack. We can do. If it's not connecting completely, then there is a lack. So a love or a loving relationship can take place between two individuals. You have to have two to love, two to connect or make a relationship. So there is the Atma and the Paramatma, common thing, but we're not Paramatma worshippers. So there is the Supreme Lord and there is us. Why chant the holy name? Part of this presentation is in English and Hindi at the same time. Hare Krishna, jap kyon kare? Chanting the holy name awakens the love of God. Krishna prem ko ujagar karta hai. So which one is true? Do we need to awaken the love of God in our heart? Or do we need to awaken the love of God in God's heart? Our heart. How many devotees say we need to awaken the love for God in our heart? And how many say we need to pray to the Supreme Lord that He starts to love us? I'm just showing the hand. So, if we don't need to pray to the Supreme Lord to love us, that means He already loves us. Right? How can you say that? How can we confirm that the Supreme Lord loves us? Is there a symptom? Is there a characteristic? Is there a sign that says, God must love us, that's why such and such happens? What are the signs, what are the symptoms, what are the characteristics, what are the reasons that we think that God loves us? Oh, I thought you raised your hand. Everything around us is? Louder.
Everything around us is Krishna's love for us.
Everything around us is Krishna's love for us. Can you be more specific? All the bhais in the city, all the flooding is all love of God?
Yes.
No?
Just like a father, he makes a room, bed, toy, book, pen,
provide everything
in the room for his child, and everything he places in the room is for the benefit of the child.
Yes.
In the same way, everything around us is Krishna's love for us.
So,
second,
you mean to say Krishna provides for us?
Not just provide. It's not just because we are dependent on those objects.
Yes.
We don't even know our dependence. Second point is Krishna is sitting in our heart since millions of years.
Yes. And how do you know?
He's not getting any salary or commission. It's only love, that's why he's sitting in our heart. In fact, standing.
Yes. We're looking for more practical reasons. More practical reasons. Anybody with practical reasons? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Krishna left so many scriptures in the form like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can take guidance from these literatures and go back home back to Godhead.
Very good. Thank you. So on a more basic level that everybody and anyone will understand, because we only appreciate the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, the rest of the world, most people in this world do not appreciate that. But everybody needs oxygen to breathe. And who provides that? Narendra Modi? No. Donald Trump? No. Krishna provides the oxygen that we need to breathe. We need water to live on. Who provides the water? The municipality? No. Krishna is the only one who can provide the water. Or the arrangement of Krishna. Prakriti provides us the water, but Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suvete Sacharacharam. So, Prakriti is providing under the direction of the Supreme Lord. So, air is provided by Krishna, water is provided by Krishna, grains are also provided by Krishna. One may say, oh no, no, Prabhuji, you're mistaken. We have to buy the grains. Yes, but nobody can manufacture them. Krishna has made that seed that you throw in the ground and it grows. One seed is going to give you 20 grains and those 20 will give you another 400. Have we ever made anything like that? That can grow itself, reproduce itself? Nothing. Only Krishna can make those seeds. That's why you heard about the Matsya Avatar. That when Matsya Avatar protects the living entities at the time of dissolution, when Brahma goes into rest, goes into his night time, Matsya. Lord Vishnu protects us as Matsya. Who does he protect? The Saptarishis and the seeds. And then the next morning, those seeds start again. So those seeds are given to us by the Supreme Lord. So everything that we need is really provided by Him. The software engineers may think that they provide something, but really they don't provide us anything that we need to live on. All our needs are fulfilled by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. If there is any computers or no, that will not have so much impact. And also computers we cannot create without using anything that's not already provided by the Supreme Lord. So if you love somebody, then what is the symptom of love? You want something from them or you want to give them? What is the symptom of love? To want something or give something? Give? Give. So if Krishna is giving, 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 giving and giving, that means He loves us. All we do is want, 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 and want more. Like they say, Om Jai Chitte Not Hare, Swami Jai Chitte Not Hare, Is Jag Ke Sab Sankat Not Hi Dur Kare, Om Jai Chitte Not Hare. So, a materialist just wants, wants, wants more, more, give me more. You have given me so much, I don't know how to count even, but please give me more. Sukha sampati gar ave kashtamite tanaka. There is nothing wrong asking for these things. But if all our life we're just going to want more, then how are we going to start the relationship of love? The relationship of love is going to start by giving. What do I have to give? Manasa deha geha jokichu mo arpilu tu apade nand kisho. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you got nothing but you still have lots. Manasa is your mind. How do we give mind to Krishna? By trying to have Him enter in our mind. By His name, by His form, by His leelas, by His qualities, somehow or the other, we want Krishna to enter in our mind. Deha is the body. This body, which is given by Krishna only, we want to offer it back into the service of Krishna. That's what we can give. One may say, oh, sab kuch to Bhagwan ka diya hai. Everything is given by Him only. So when we go to Ganga, who here has gone to Ganga Snan? Ever gone to Ganga? Most people have been to Ganga. How do you worship Ganga? You take a little bit of water from Ganga and offer it back. And does she accept that? Of course she accepts that. She loves that. So similarly, although everything is given by Krishna, we offer it back into the service of Krishna. Our deha. And then the third thing is geha. What is geha? Geha is my house, my car, my bank balance, everything else. I want to surrender in your service. I want to have everything I have used in your service. That is what we can offer. In Hindi we say tan, man and dhan. Same thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering. So Krishna is giving us so much. So that is extending of love. If you want to make a relationship with somebody, please somebody, how do you do that? By giving them something. Give them a gift, give them a flower, give them something. So, that way, Krishna is extending His love towards us. Now it is up to us to accept that love and return that love back. That would make the loving relationship pakka. It's like there's a boy. He's going around in the city, in the market, giving out laddus. Here, please, take a laddu. Take a laddu, take a laddu. So everybody in Bombay is taking laddus. Very happy. But somebody asked, oh, by the way, why are you distributing laddus? He said, oh, thank you for asking. By the way, I was distributing laddus because my engagement is fixed. I said, your engagement is fixed? Yes, my engagement is fixed. I said, then why are you giving half the laddu? Well, I'm only giving half the laddu because the girl hasn't said yes yet. It's only me. It's a yes from my side, so you deserve half the laddu, because from my side, sagai is pakki. It's fixed. When she says yes, I will bring you another half of the laddu. So as much as we want to laugh at this funny boy, that is actually the story of Laddu Gopal. Anybody knows Laddu Gopal here? Who knows Laddu Gopal? Who's seen Laddu Gopal before? No? Gopal Murthy, Bal Gopal, holding a laddu like that. Everybody knows. So what is his message? He is holding that laddu. Here is my love. Please accept. Bal Gopal or Laddu Gopal is proposing to you. Here is my love. Please accept. When in Bombay a boy wants to propose to somebody, what do they have to do? Get down on their knees. If you want to propose to somebody, you have to come down on your knees. And that's what Laddu Gopal is doing. He's down on his knees and he's proposing you. He's extending his love to you. Please accept my love. All we have to do is accept his loving proposal and love him. And of course, it's easier said than done. We want to love Krishna. That's why we all came here. We didn't come here because we were rebels and we didn't want to love Krishna. We came here because we want to love Krishna. But how much love for Krishna do we have right now? Anybody has lots of love for Krishna? So that's where we need to go. And who is going to take us there? What is going to take us there? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So chanting of the holy name is going to take us there. Nothing else is going to take us there. The chanting of the holy name. We can chant the holy name on Japa beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or we can chant the holy name in the form of a kirtan. All the same. But when we chant the holy name, the process of chanting the holy name is like this on your screen. Every time you chant the Maha Mantra, you are going up closer to Krishna, step by step, by step, by step. Always chanting the holy name is taking us farther and farther. And up there, Krishna is waiting for you to come. Please come. I am waiting. You seen Krishna waiting before? For anybody? Krishna doesn't wait for nobody. But he does. He is waiting for all of you. There he is standing, waiting for all the Hare Krishna disciples, all the followers of Srila Prabhupada to come home. And when you go home, he is going to embrace you like this. Where have you been, my friend? I've been missing you. Why you took so long? What were you doing in the material world? Trying to enjoy the Maya. Trying to chew the chewed. Why you took so long? Now that you are here, welcome home. The next one, we hear a little bit from Srila Prabhupada what he has to say. About the second
प्रभु जी हम जो महामंत्र जप करते थोड़ा थोड़ा भी अपराध हो जाते हैं,
थोड़ा थोड़ा
अपराध भी हो जाते हैं,
अपराध।
मैं देखा अभी वीडियो में देखा है, अब जो सीढ़ी में है सो नीचे साइड में लिखा है हरे कृष्ण जो महामंत्र से लिखा है।
या
जब बोले भगवत धाम जाने के लिए प्रभुपाद जी महाराज जी बोले कि नाम जपते जपते भी ये जा सकते हैं, लेकिन हम पैर के साथ रख के जा सकते हैं तो अपराध लागू होगा ना।
सॉरी,
जो महामंत्र जो सीढ़ी में सो लिखा है, अब जो सीढ़ी जो देखा है हम वो इस सीढ़ी में सब जगह में लिखा है हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, ये सब महामंत्र लिखा है। जो कोई भगवान का फूल नीचे गिर जाते हैं भैया हमें पैर में लग जाते हैं, अपराध से सुने होने के लिए हम इसे प्रणाम करके रख देते हैं।
क्या नाम है आपका?
मेरा नाम हरिदास है।
हरिदास
जी,
जवाब।
लेकिन अब ये जो अब वीडियो देखा ये अपराध हमको लागू होगा कि नहीं होगा?
यस, मैं बताता हूँ।
हम तो पांव से जाते हैं ना, चढ़ के जाते हैं ना।
वुड यू अलाउ मी टू आंसर प्लीज? मैं उत्तर दे सकता हूँ आपके प्रश्न का, अगर प्रश्न हो गया तो। क्या मैं आपके प्रश्न का उत्तर दे सकता हूँ? आपका प्रश्न पूरा हो गया तो? पूरा हो गया, अब उत्तर चाहिए।
हाँ जी।
वो जो आपने देखा वो हरिदास जी आत्मा है, शरीर नहीं। जो भगवान जो वैकुंठ धाम जाएगी एक एक कदम चल के, वो आत्मा जाएगी, शरीर नहीं जाएगा। तो शरीर वो जो आत्मा है वो तो भगवान का अंश है, तो भगवान का अंश भगवान के नाम के ऊपर है, भगवान के नाम के नीचे, भगवान के नाम के आगे, भगवान के नाम के पीछे, कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता, वो सब भगवान है अंश। हमारा शरीर हम भगवान नाम के ऊपर नहीं रखते, राइट? लेकिन जो प्रोग्रेस होगी भगवान नाम के जप से, जो प्रोग्रेस होती है, जो उन्नति होती है, वो इस शरीर की नहीं आत्मा की होती है। तो वहां पे जो आपने देखा वो स्लाइड में, वो कोई व्यक्ति नहीं जा रहा, वो उसकी आत्मा जा रही है। ठीक है,
थैंक यू,
थैंक यू।
और दूसरा क्वेश्चन है मेरा, ये यदि बाहर लोग को वही बोलते हमको अब अच्छा से हरे कृष्ण वाले अच्छा से हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप करते, अच्छा हम जो घर में जो जप करते कुछ भी अघटन होते होने के बाद हम क्या नाम है माफी मांगते, वो वैष्णव को प्रणाम करते, लेकिन बाहर लोग जो आते हैं हमको सोचते आप हरे कृष्ण बोलते हैं, लेकिन हरे कृष्ण ऊपर कैसे चढ़ के जाते?
हरे कृष्ण बोलते हैं तो
फिर हरे कृष्ण ऊपर चढ़ के कैसे जाते हैं, सीढ़ी का ऊपर चढ़ के कैसे जाते? ठीक है, आप जो बोल रहे आत्मा हमारा जो उदाहरण दिया आता है ये हमारा भक्तों के लिए आता है, लेकिन बाहर लोग के लिए हम कैसे, जो बाहर लोग को प्रश्न करेगा तो हम बाहर लोगों को कैसे आपको समझाएगा?
क्या बात, मुझे समझ में नहीं आया, कहां पे भक्त लोग सीढ़ी पे पैर रख के जा रहे हैं? मुझे समझ में नहीं आया आपका प्रश्न।
हमें एक घर में गए थे, हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी सुनिए, एक घर में गए थे हमें ये गणपति प्रोग्राम करने के लिए।
अच्छा,
घर में 60 मिले का हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र लिखा है।
ठीक है,
वो मेरा हाथ थोड़ा सा लग गया, बोला प्रभु जी इसको प्रणाम करो।
हाँ,
क्यों ना अपराध कर लिया? ठीक है, अच्छा बात है। वो देखो बाहर पब्लिक लोग ऐसा बोलते हैं, हम तो भक्त लोग हम समझ गया, लेकिन बाहर पब्लिक लोग बोलते हैं आप हम क्यों ऐसे ऊपर चढ़ के कैसे जाओगा?
ऊपर चढ़ के मतलब
हरे कृष्ण जो सीढ़ी में लिखा है ना,
ओ अभी आप उसी सीढ़ी पे अटके हुए हो, वो सीढ़ी का तो बात हो गया, वो व्यक्ति उसके ऊपर पैर रख के नहीं जा रहा, उसकी आत्मा जा रही है। दैट जो स्लाइड है वो सिंबॉलिक है कि कैसे आत्मा भगवान नाम का जप करने से उन्नति प्राप्त करती है।
वो शरीर में ये भौतिक जगत में क्या करना पड़ेगा? ये भौतिक जगत हम जब भौतिक जगत में है ना।
हाँ,
अच्छा हमको क्या करना पड़ेगा?
क्या करना पड़ेगा? भगवान नाम का जप, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, ऐसे।
हरे कृष्ण,
थैंक यू। और कोई प्रश्न?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for the good lecture. As you said, I am in a Krishna love because he is supplying the oxygen.
Yes.
To us. Because he has created the universe. So oxygen is not coming into infrastructure.
He has created the universe and oxygen is not coming from the universe?
No. Oxygen is not coming in the infrastructure. When government is declaring the industrial area or smart city, government provides the infrastructure, electricity, transportation.
Infrastructure, yes. Yes, of course. But it can be withdrawn any second. And then we remain in the jail. Because living and having this body as useless as it is the vehicle that we are going to use to perform devotional service so that we can go back home. Without this body, it's very difficult. So providing us this body, giving us the oxygen, the water, the food, all the infrastructure as you call, providing all this infrastructure to us so that we can go home is mercy of Krishna, is what he provides to us, and we accept that as love of God. And we should be returning that love of God by offering our tan, man, and dhan.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai.